Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Dr. Jonathan Kappas, Gardner Associate Professor of Agricultural Policy at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Congress did not reauthorize a farm bill, so we don't have a 5-year certainty of that. But as everybody who's going to spend time listening to this knows, it is a massive undertaking. It is a very large, complex legislative vehicle. It has a hefty price tag. And if all in what we've seen in the last year is our politics, our discussions really consumed by all these budget issues. And when that happens, my experience and the kind of historical experience on this is that it's really tough to move a farm bill because it really becomes a battle of kind of tearing things apart. And that just doesn't allow you to put together the kind of coalition you need to make it through. So there's a lot of reason to be concerned. On the upside, you know, we've got some experienced legislators. Chairwoman Stabenow in the Senate has worked on multiple farm bills. She wrote the brutal one that became the 2014 farm bill. She was ranking on the 18 farm bill. So she's got a lot of leadership experience. Mr. Thompson, the chairman on the House side, has been in Congress for quite some time, has worked on farm bills for a really long time. So he has a deep level of experience, but he has a challenge on the House floor, and he is even at the committee level. I think he's got some challenges with, you know, with members who haven't voted on a farm bill, haven't debated a farm bill, kind of maybe come to this with perspectives that can be counterproductive to putting together the compromises and the coalition that you need to be successful. We've got good leadership, I think, but we've got some real challenging terrain for them to operate on.